I always feel like I need to sit down after that passage and just shut my mouth because it's so powerful, a passage. It speaks for itself. All the passages of the liturgy reflect God's forgiveness and mercy today. From the first passage, God relenting on the harm that he would do to those who were disobedient. St. Paul to Timothy, I'm the worst sinner of all, and yet God has been merciful. To the gospel, where Jesus talks about the forgiveness of God and the compassion of God, pure and simple. Yet instead of teaching and instructing about compassion, Jesus tells a story. There are actually three stories in this gospel. And we hear about the prodigality of God. Big word. Prodigal. From prodigal. This gospel passage is sometimes called the parable of the prodigal son, but it's, if we understand the word prodigal, which I look up every time I'm preaching on the prodigal son, because I never remember what prodigal means, I'm going to give you the definition now. I'm going to teach just for a moment, and I'll try to tell the story. Prodigal simply means extravagantly or recklessly wasteful. It also means profuse generosity. And it means extreme abundance and lavishness. When we hear it in the context of the prodigal son, it's about the wastefulness of the resources. But this gospel could also be called the parable of the prodigal father, who is extravagantly and recklessly wasteful in compassion, profusely generous, extremely abundant and lavish in mercy. But let's take a look more for a moment at the sheep and the coins. Neither the sheep that was lost nor the coin that was lost was worth much. Neither are worth much in comparison, especially to the other 99 sheep or to the other 9 coins. Yet when they were found, the gospel tells us, there was great rejoicing, which implies that nothing and no one is insignificant to God. Everyone is worth the risk. Each one of us counts. Each one of us is searched out so that we can all rejoice in salvation. But the lost child, the prodigal son, it's a different story. It's about what God does, certainly. In this parable, the son has done something wrong. And you know, it's not really about the personal sin of this young son. It's about the sin against the Father, the gospel says. The great gift that the Father bestowed on the Son, the gift of his life, the gift of his everything he had, he gave to him. And he took it and completely wasted it. When he finally comes to his senses and he returns to his father's house, the younger son deserves nothing. In our understanding of justice, in fact, if it happened to us, we might not respond quite the same as the father. The prodigal father is just that, prodigal, lavish in his love and his compassion for his son. Doesn't even allow the son to explain. Quick, bring the robe, bring the ring, bring the sandals, kill the fattened calf. No explanation. So everything you've been given is gone. Let's celebrate. I have you back. That's the most important. I have you back. What a wonderful image in the ways and understandings of forgiveness and compassion. Those of us who follow this God, who say that we are Christian, don't always respond the same. Our justice system personally, our justice system in this country and throughout the world is not as forgiving. In fact, it's more punitive. Let's punish even more than what the person who is guilty has suffered. Let's punish on top of the suffering that has already been incurred. There's an elder son in this gospel. The elder son is an example of one who does not choose discipleship. He refuses to enter and celebrate. He refuses the feast. He refuses to risk the cost of discipleship in order to gain the compassion and the love that spills over from the feasting. He's all about punishing. And the father, the prodigal father, responds to him in the same way. All I have is yours. All I have is yours. You're with me always. But I've been obedient. I've been here. I've done it all. I followed the law. I do everything right. I do everything as you tell me to do. And what do I get for it? Nothing. Not even a goat. And we say the same things. You know, I go to church every Sunday. I follow the laws. She does this. He does that. And look. It's the same kind of justice that we are caught up in, or maybe injustice as regards the gospel. You know, I think we are a mixture of all the three of these characters. Sometimes we are the father. Sometimes we are that prodigal father, and we give it all. And we even surprise ourselves sometimes. that come from? How could I be so forgiving and so compassionate? And sometimes we're that younger son and we make all kinds of mistakes. And sometimes we're the older son, sitting in judgment, punishing, bitter, angry, resentful about it all. No calculating person would risk 99 or 9 or have a feast for one who has squandered so much. But God does not act as calculating human beings. Thank God. God always acts with the utmost compassion and love, with extravagant and recklessly wasteful human compassion, profusely generous, extreme in abundance, lavishing upon us the mercy that is ours because of Jesus Christ. If God is so compassionate and loving with us, then as faithful disciples of Jesus, we must be the same for others in our dealings with one another and, you know, with ourselves. Sometimes we're hardest on ourselves than others are on us. Forgiving ourselves for wasting it all, for turning our back, for denying and depriving. The gospel, these passages, but the gospel in particular today presents us these parables about compassion, pure and simple, so that we can also be prodigal. Daughters, prodigal sons, who lavish upon ourselves and one another the forgiving mercy of God.